pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get an approval of the agenda presented? I have a motion, I'll have a second. Motion and second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the agendas presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Can I get an approval of the minutes of the February 21st, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
Have we done the agenda twice now?
Yeah, 23. My bad. February 21st of 2023.
Which ones did we approve a little bit ago?
We just did it.
There we go. Kind of on a more somber note, I'd like to announce the and acknowledge the passing of Douglas Mayer, Renee Kemper. She was a pretty outstanding person, and I just want to wish her family and friends and the city of Douglas our condolences and sympathies on behalf of the city of Buffalo. So. No unfinished business. New business. Can I get a motion to approve the absence of Councilman John Camino for the February 21st regular meeting?
I would so move.
Motion by the second.
All second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All abstained.
Ordinance 1414 on the first reading, an ordinance providing for the annexation of Deer Park Addition to the town of the city of Buffalo, Wyoming. Council, I think you have the ordinance in a map in front of you. There are your packets. Can I get a motion to pass ordinance 1414 on the first reading?
Mayor, just as a point of clarification, this has been to planning and zoning from the approved chair.
Yes, that's correct. This was been recommended for approval by planning and zoning. It was quite a while ago that it was actually approved. Recommendation for approval. There was a hiccup with some of the zoning talk and the zoning designations that we were giving it. But as we go forward, we are bringing in as R1, which is the most restrictive zoning there is, and then they will have to apply for a rezone in the future and do anything out there. So, pretty much anything they're going to do out there is going to come back to us for a rezone of some sort or a design of some sort for development.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I move to approve ordinance 1414 on first reading.
I have a motion by the second.
I will second that.
Motion and the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next on the agenda is Resolution 1464, a resolution determining the amount of optional 1% taxes to be allocated for organizations not directly managed by the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, or a joint powers board of which the City of Buffalo, Wyoming is considered a member to be used for expenses in the fiscal year ending June 30, 2024. And that amount is at the 15% that we did last year, only this year the dollar amount is $210,000. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1464?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Should be noted, we're pretty much on par with what the county has done, and we've kind of tried to maintain that, I think, over the last few years. So, that's good.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mayor's appointment, Elisa Rimmer to the Buffalo Trails Board for an unexpired term. And Brian Whitlock to the Lodging Tax Board for an unexpired term. Can I get a motion to approve the appointments as presented?
So moved.
Have a motion, do I have a second?
Okay.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Reports. Mr. Kirby, legal. Mr. Easy.
Mayor Council, I have nothing to bore with you for you with tonight. Other than what I reported to you this morning, I don't have anything new this afternoon. Any questions on any of the stuff we went this morning or anything else that we have any questions?
Thanks for that schematic, that draft, or that map.
Chief Bissett.
I'm going to worry tonight, so get ready.
All right.
So, kind of as we talked earlier, very, very busy month of February. We had roughly 2,774 calls, about 664 of those were incidents that we responded to. Very busy in the realm of investigations. We had 10 arrests just with the city alone. However, with the county, we had joint efforts in several drug investigations, took several ounces of methamphetamine off the street, conducted several search warrants, several cell phone dumps. Without the two agencies working together, it probably wouldn't have happened. A lot of the folks were in the city, but they were county cases. A lot of times we found myself doing interviews with the sheriff, the undersheriff, our investigators working together. So with our joint efforts, it's really made a difference. We were interviewing one of the subjects we arrested, and he made a comment that Buffalo is now dry. That's a good thing for us. That means that I feel like we're making a dent, we're making a difference. We've actually worked so far up the ladder that we're now looking at high-level targets, not just here in Johnson County or even in Wyoming. We're going to other states and working with other agencies. Speaking about working with other agencies, we were working with the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office. They made an arrest, one William Holiday, for over, I think it was 20 burglaries they ended up charging him with, were thefts from vehicles, breaking into cars. At one point went to garages. It turns out this gentleman in the last couple of weeks were kind of working. We had an incident back on the 4th of February. We had several cars broken into. One garage was broken into. Some of the evidence we recovered on the scene, we got in touch with Sheridan and we saw that they had the problem they were having. So the collaboration between the two departments, they were able to identify this gentleman. Some of the footprints and tire tracks that we had here helped with their case up there. They recovered evidence in the search warrants that they did up there. They had the clothing, the hat, everything that matched with that we had on our Ring cameras down here. So we're currently working with them to get that gentleman charged here in Buffalo for the burglaries that occurred on the 4th in February. If you remember back in November 11th, we had about 12 or 13 different cars that were targeted in houses. Turns out that it looks like that gentleman might have been responsible for that as well. So we're waiting on some cell phone data, some cell tower data to try to put that gentleman here at that time. So I think Seth, I told you it's a very tough nut to crack in that kind of crime. And luckily, the two agencies talking, sharing information, this is what happens. And so they were great. They kept us in the loop. We kept them in the loop. And without us talking, we would have just never really known. So we had worked on it for the last couple of weeks. You know, we were dying to tell you about it, but unfortunately, until we get them in custody and we get all our ducks in a row, we can't say anything. So super proud of the work that both departments did. It was great. And with that, I think that would be all that I had, unless you all have any questions. Great. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Lesser.
I have no further report, I guess, other than what I gave you this morning, but I didn't answer any questions.
I don't have any at this point.
Thank you.
Are there any oral or written comments?
Thank you.
Just a quick one from the Johnson County Travel and Tourism Board. We have brought in Kristen Dugalar as our administrative assistant, and I just wanted to bring her here today and introduce you to you guys.
Welcome. Very good.
Welcome.
Yes.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are there any other oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcement. City County meeting, March 21st at 7 a.m. City Council meeting, March 21st at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, March 28th at 1 p.m. And Daylight Savings Time begins March 12th. Remind myself to spring forward. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
I'll move to approve the bills as presented.
I have a motion by the second.
Okay. I'll second. We're good.
Motion and second. Any further discussion on the bills? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? With that, last item on the agenda, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Another motion, do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?